USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's in no hurry to strike a trade deal with China after U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods go from 10 to 25%. Farmers will be among the most affected by the tariffs, and hog farmer Brian Duncan tells Fox News.
Well, I think the reality is a lot of farmers were looking at this week, today particularly, as the end of maybe a long journey towards a better trade deal.
Right there.
It doesn't appear so, does it? And so I think a lot of farmers have said, okay, what's next? We're out of economic runway.
Parts of Texas are still underwater after a series of floods and recent storms brought Gulf Bowl-sized hail and flooded streets to the Houston area. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo urging people not to underestimate the danger of flood water.
Watch out for water on the roadways. Don't drive into water if you see it. Stay safe.
There's still a chance for some severe weather in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
The feud continues between President Trump and the FBI chief he famously fired. The latest from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
James Comey says during a nationally televised town hall event that it appears there's enough evidence in the special counsel's report to prosecute Trump for obstruction of justice. The president responds on Twitter that Comey was a disgrace to the FBI, and both Republicans and Democrats thought he should be fired. Comey also said at the event,
"We are becoming numb to the fact that the leader of the free world lies constantly. And even if you support him, we're so numb to it that we're forgetting it's not okay, and that's a recipe for a melting of our standards."
The town hall was broadcast on CNN.
A disaster relief bill passed the House by a vote of 257 to 115 is now headed to the Senate. Now, the president has said he would not sign the bill and calls it a bad bill due to the fact that it has more money in it for hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. The president has argued that Puerto Rico has received enough aid and he will not sign the bill. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek isn't holding back about his battle with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He tells CBS Sunday Morning that his treatment produced overwhelming discomfort on and off camera. Trebek says he soldiered on to avoid canceling production, and he also talks a little bit with CBS News about how he had to get a hairpiece after chemotherapy caused his hair to fall out.
The challenge for Jeopardy! Viewers is right now is to figure out, is that Alex's real hair? Or is that a full hairpiece? Because they all know that when you start chemo, you lose your hair. So which is it? All right, you're looking right now.
Yeah.
This is not the real me.
Wow.
No. But on air, I'm told that there were times when the hairpiece looked better than my real hair. So we'll see how people react to that. We have the summer months off, so hopefully my own hair will grow back, because I like my own hair.
That entire interview can be seen on CBS Sunday Morning, so check your local listings for that. And finally, Americans on Mother's Day will spend an average of $125. That's down around $5 from 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.